thank you for being here and accepting the invitation. It's amazing to see all this happen. No coercion, whatever. Everyone responding to the invitation and the desire really to be together. It's a good day every year and good for all of us to be together. You know, central to the role of the diocesan bishop is the responsibility to teach the faith and to teach in the name of Jesus Christ. I can't do that all by myself. And I'm grateful to God for calling all of you to collaborate in this work that is essential to the life of our Catholic faith. Grateful to God for calling you. I'm grateful to you for your generous response to God's call and for your dedication to the mission of Catholic education, which is so important in the life of this archdiocese, so important in so many parishes and communities across the archdiocese. We celebrate today the Feast of St. Vincent de Paul. As you heard earlier, as you know, he was born in the late 16th century in France. And in that country that has such a rich culture, he was born at a time where that culture had, in a sense, turned against many people. He had a call within a call, you might say. He was called to the priesthood, but then he felt called to serve the wealthy. And he became a kind of a private chaplain to a very wealthy family. But the Holy Spirit helped him see the impoverishment of the culture in which he was living, a culture, again, that was so rich in so many ways, but that was actually not enriching the lives of so many people. The Holy Spirit helped him recognize that, and also to recognize the real poverty of so many people in that society, and especially the poverty being felt by children and by families. And so he left a very comfortable life to meet this need, which he began to see all around him. I think on this feast day about all of you. I was thinking about you before I came. It's easy to think about you as I look out at all of you. I think about you who possess so many gifts, you who have so much energy, so many talents to do so many things. And you could choose to use those gifts, to use that energy, to follow any number of paths in your life. You have chosen and continue to choose day by day to meet some real needs in our society, in our culture, to meet those needs in the name of Jesus Christ, to meet the needs of those who truly risk being crushed by the culture in which we live, that is so rich and so good in so many ways, but that also is at the same time so crass and really threatens so many people who are weak and vulnerable. Children and families especially feel the weight of a crushing impoverishment in our culture. You know what I'm talking about. You meet kids every day. Some of them are materially poor, for sure. Some come to school hungry. They're also impoverished by brokenness and dysfunction at home. They're impoverished, as we all are, by a lack of respect for the dignity of the human person in our culture. Just one aspect of that, not a small aspect though, but the widespread acceptability of abortion in our culture gives children and young people especially, I think, a tentative sense of their worth and a lack of a sense of a real secure place in the human family. Studies have continued to show what we already know, I think, that Catholic schools can do so much to open doors to a more secure future for our students. Beyond material poverty and a lack of security, I'd like to acknowledge two other types of poverty that we are privileged to confront and address in our work together. The first is what I would call a poverty of community. I've already mentioned the stress these days on family life. Even the best families, most intact families, at least by outward signs, are under a lot of stress. But this poverty of community is evident in the new ways of learning and communicating that are very much part of our lives and the lives of our students. Online learning, for example, we know opens up many new opportunities. New and evolving means of social communication draw people together in important ways. The question is, does all this communication lead to a deeper communion of persons? Or does it, in fact, too often lead to isolation, which is a crushing kind of impoverishment? In our Catholic schools, you are able to create and sustain a community of faith and learning that really feeds the hunger of every human heart to belong in a meaningful way and to be able to give oneself in a generous way to others. The second impoverishment is an impoverishment of faith. Connected to the first, this impoverishment in community, but it's deeper and it's more serious. Today, you and I often deal with people, children and adults, who have no practical faith. No sense of another world beyond this world. Nothing real beyond what we see or feel or tweet. This impoverishment of faith can be the result of material poverty, which focuses one on immediate needs, certainly. But it also helps to exacerbate a cultural and material poverty because it affects us so deeply, poverty on the level of faith. We are made for communion with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the first community. And we are made for and saved by communion with one another in Jesus Christ. I think Pope Benedict XVI is with us in this challenge to meet poverty on the level of faith as he invites all of us to a year of faith, which opens just next month. Let's all take advantage of the coming year to examine our own faith first, to pray for an increase of faith where we feel poor on that level. And let's commit to learn more about our faith that we might love it more. Then we can invite our students and their parents to faith. This is an impoverishment that's best addressed by personal witness, teacher to disciple. And we can't witness and share what we don't seem to have ourselves. How better to save our students from eternal poverty than by living and sharing our Catholic faith? St. Vincent de Paul would be very proud of all of you for the sacrifices you make to address the needs of the materially and spiritually poor in our midst. And I'm very proud of you too. May Jesus, our Savior and teacher, who became poor for our sake, strengthen us all with the gifts of the Holy Spirit as we continue this good work in and through him.